a judgment. Let's hear what Peter has to say. Good morning, Peter, and trust you keeping well.
Good morning. Good morning to all our listeners out there. Lovely morning. Great weather. We should all be on leave, I think. Anyway.
Good idea.
Yeah, today's
good
chat. Idea. Yeah, good idea. Today's chat is going to be the effect of a judgment against your name. A very interesting chat, something that just cannot be avoided. Unfortunately, the position is such that death will always be there. We get ourselves into trouble, and sometimes people just can't make suitable payment arrangements up with them leaving it and getting a judgment, because maybe they're unemployed, maybe they don't have the funds, maybe they pay their rent, their maintenance and the like before they elect to sort out. But people don't realize the impact that it has on them. So you get an adverse listing because every judge is recorded and that little black mark goes against you. So if you ask what is the position with it, we refer to them as adverse listings to start with. So they phone you and they say, you've been a bad boy, we're going to give you an adverse listing. That lasts a year. So always make sure that if you ever hear about it, you get to the bottom of it, because a lot of times a chance is taken and an adverse listing is brought up, which is should not be. A favorite in that regard is the old telecom accounts, the old TV accounts, where you cancel and then afterwards they come and put a figure through that's not due by you. And then those particular debt-collecting companies put what they call an adverse listing. You hardly ever find attorneys that put adverse listings, but you can get an adverse listing, and that will last 1 year. Judgments, a more serious one, a magistrate's court judgment. Believe you me, that even a commissioner's court, in other words, the small claims court, judgment is recorded as well. So be careful, because it gets transferred to the magistrate's court if you don't pay up in terms of it immediately, and then it gets recorded. And those judgments last 5 years. So it's a lengthy period. It's not just in today, I'll pay tomorrow, the judgment should be gone. No, it doesn't disappear. We'll talk later about the clearance that you have to do. We'll talk about sequestration. That, or a rehabilitation order, or an administration order, or a debt order, those last for 10 years. So those are the prescribed periods that those adverse listings, judgments, admin orders, and the like remain against your name at the credit bureau. So if you apply for finance anywhere, if you apply for a job and a person wishes to do a credit check on you, those will all show up. So beware. You can go online and inquire as to what you have against you, or you can pop into an attorney. Most attorneys do it. There's a small charge incurred that is charged by the LexisNexis group that we belong to for each application separately. So if you have a bad credit record or a bank bad credit record, it can have a detrimental effect on your credit rating. You can't buy things you want. You can't open a bank account. You can't get a job that you've dreamed of. So, you know, you need to make sure that you get a, and you can normally explain that away, but don't leave it out, the garnishing order. And of course, the sequestration and rehabilitation, people say, ah, just sequestrate yourself, 3 years later, you're up and trading. Not as easy as that. You know, the time periods are there, and you need to be very, very careful in that regard. So the main crowd that blacklist people normally are the banks. You know, a bank default, it's recorded with all the banks. So when you owe money to one bank, don't think you're going to jump from bank A to bank B, and bank B is not going to know about you, because they have internal little sections that tell each other, you know, Joe Soap is a bad debtor, he's an account with us, and he's got a bank default, and then they'll block you. I think they call it a B rating or something like that. The collection default, which is where you've got a debt, bad one, that one hangs on, bites you in the bum, like they say, doesn't go away. That one there, you need to bring along and get a proper application for rescission to set it aside. Just thinking as well, also be very careful of all these little companies like Edgar's, Fashini, Truworths, Woolworths. You know, they're all members of what you call the Consumer Credit Association. So they also have this link where they mention you if you've defaulted. So it'll reflect that you have an account that's not paid, as far as I know. They've got no right to put you onto a default judgment list. They can only mention that you have defaulted. So be careful. You know, the right thing to do is not to get yourself into trouble with all different accounts. I mean, how many people don't I see that get a card at all the different stores and they give money these days? So they, at the end of the month, what they do is that they take 10 Rand from Peter, they pay Paul. The next month, they take 10 Rand from Paul and they pay Jack, whatever. Then they come back to Peter again and they roll that money and they're not paying their debt at all. So you need to be careful of that. The magistrate court listing, like I said, you know, that's there. You need to find out if you've got it and do a credit check on you and discover what the position is with that. That's basically the bad listings that we get. So, you know, how do you avoid it, I suppose, is the last question that we can say. One, of course, is pay your debts. Make sure you don't overindulge. So if you've got to pay X amount at the month end, make sure you have that amount to pay for it. Another thing that people often do, they say, oh, we haven't had an account from Ivan, so why do I owe him any money, you know? Meantime, they've changed their address. A change of address is a monster as well, because that can still be going to your old address, or you haven't notified the people of an address. So be careful of that. The other favorite these days is that people say, just ignore the letter of demand. When it comes, don't pick it up. Then they can't show that you've had it. Not that easy. Our courts have woken up a little bit, and you can now have what you call a read report in a letter of demand that's sent in a certain way. It means it shows you as soon as somebody's opened up that thing. Or you can have one where they'll notify you that so-and-so came and then wouldn't take it away. So be careful of that. Don't ignore demands because you're expecting them and think that it's going to go away. It won't. And then, you know, to avoid things, of course, pay your debts. You know, make arrangements. If you find yourself in a predicament, you've had an illness or something, don't just hide. Go to the people, tell them what the position is, and then make arrangements that you just get a, you know, 1 month off or something like that. And, of course, most important is be careful before you sign. Peruse documents. Make sure you're able to afford it. Make sure you get advice if you're going to take a bond or a loan or something like that. Contact an attorney. Let him go through it with you. I always say the other bad one these days is people flash by on a sale. People flash by houses. You know, you're entering into something big. Rather just spend a little bit of money, get an attorney, let him check it for you, and then you safeguard it. That's basically it, Ivan, on adverse effects that it has.
All very interesting, and that kind of sums it up quite nicely there. And I think the biggest thing out of that lot is, as you said, do not ignore. If you get any letters of demand or anything to that effect, you need to react to them. They're not just going to go away.
They're not going to go away. That's 100% correct. React. Go see the people. If you're not getting anywhere with somebody, go see an attorney. You know, sometimes you get these people that are just saying, we're not interested, you must pay. You know, go higher than the person you're dealing with. Go see an attorney, let him address it. I had one the other day where the guy spent a year in hospital. They didn't believe him. He didn't know what to do. He came here. I said, no, just get the doctor's report. He went, got the surgeon's report, and then we sent it in and said, this is what caused the problem. The poor man's been lying in hospital, extremely ill. Must say, very good. The bank came to the party. They gave him a payment plan. And he's adhered to it, and they've given him a chance. So there is hope out there. But if you ignore it, you're in for trouble.
Yeah, I know. Good one on that. And it is so easy to fall into that trap, as you say, spend a while in hospital and or any additional things come up where you really can't make it, maybe losing your job or something to that effect. We need to really reply to those those letters of demand there. Lovely stuff. Thank you, Peter, and interesting, and I'm sure our listeners picked up quite a lot on that, especially in today's times. It's getting a bit difficult. The good news is we are hearing rumors that the interest rate could possibly be coming down.
Absolutely. That seems to be on the cards. There's no doubt about that. And we really hope for that, because it will make, you know, living so much easier if there is something that's done about it. Yeah.
Fantastic stuff there. Thank you, Peter. You go well, and Wayne will catch up with you again next Monday for another interesting topic there. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Cheers now. Very interesting there from Peter Allen, and always got good, valuable information there. And we'll wait for next Monday to hear the next of the series there. Lovely stuff. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have the 8 o'clock news. And further on there, we'll have the diary, the Wild Coast diary, a little bit later on as well.